We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Gifts and Fruitfulness. We'll take our Bible reading from Daniel chapter 2, verse 19. That night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Lanray finally summoned the courage to obey. As everyone stepped out of the church auditorium, he whispered a simple prayer. Lord, please help me. With trembling steps, he walked toward Bosun. Before Lanray even said a word, Bosun looked at him and said, Lanray, do you want to see me? At that moment, a gentle surge of boldness rose within him. The words he feared would not come suddenly began to flow effortlessly. Lanray spoke only a few short sentences, nothing dramatic, but as he talked, Bosun's eyes widened. Unknown to Lanray, Bosun had been silently battling a major discouragement that very week. The exact words Lanray spoke were the confirmation Bosun had asked the Lord for earlier that morning. Right there, Bosun placed his hand on Lanray's shoulder and said, Thank you for obeying God. Just like Daniel, Lanray received the secret only after he stepped out in faith. Daniel didn't have the dream or the interpretation when he requested time from the king, but he acted in faith, and God honored that faith by revealing the mystery. Revelation often comes after obedience, not before. Many believers wait until they feel extremely confident or spiritually charged before stepping out in their gifts. But spiritual gifts are activated by faith, Romans 12:6. Faith often looks like taking a step when you feel least qualified. God usually confirms his voice in motion, not in hesitation. Lanray learned a valuable lesson that day. God is more eager to speak through us than we are willing to obey. When we step out in faith, we create room for the Holy Spirit to supply what we lack. Go into today remembering that obedience opens the door for revelation. Take the step first. The Spirit supplies afterwards. Choose to trust that God will honor your obedience just as he honored Daniel's. Prayer. Lord, please give me the boldness to step out in faith. Help me trust that you will speak and work through me as I obey you. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Numbers 29 to 32. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.